Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. We're continuing chopping trees for the sake of getting firewood. I'm going to explain this Mishnah according to the Rambam and Tiferes Yisrael, etc., and not according to the Bar Tanura, as the usual policy here, because I just do not understand the Bar Tanura's Pshat, and it seems Tosfos Yom Tov doesn't really understand it, at least on face value either. So, with that, the Mishnah says, Hamizanev Begafanim. If a person is chopping down branches off of the main, not the main trunk, but branches off the main trunk of a grapevine. Now remember, if you're doing that to promote growth of the vine, that's zemira, that's pruning, and that's an isser from the Torah. But here you're doing it for the sake not of pruning and facilitating growth, but rather just to get firewood, etc. Or vakotetz kanim, same goes if you're chopping down reeds. You're harvesting reeds, again, for firewood, etc., but not to promote the growth. So the question is, does one need to do a shinui so it doesn't look like he is pruning, etc.? Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Yarchik Tefach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, yes, you need to have a shinui, do it in an unusual way, which means you distance a tefach. So that means if you're harvesting the reeds, instead of cutting them down from the ground all the way to the ground, you cut them a tefach up off the ground. So it's a clear shinui that you're doing it in a different from the usual way. And same goes if you're cutting the branches off the vine, instead of cutting it at the trunk of the grapevine, you distance from the trunk a tefach. Again, so it looks not the usual way, and that's a heker, a distinguishing feature, so one cannot have a problem with maris ayin. Rabbi Kiva, however, disagrees. He's lenient and says, kotzetz kadarko, you can cut it any way you want, the normal way, no shinui, no unusual activities required. The kardom, you can use a kardom. A kardom, best translated, the truth is a mattock, mattock. Mattock has two sides. It's on a stick, a tool with a metal head that has two sides. One side is an axe, meaning it's got like a vertical blade, like an axe. And the other side has a perpendicular blade. It's called an adze, A-D-Z-E. So that was a chopping tool, if you will, and that's, you could use that as a chopping tool if you want, for chopping down the branch. Oba magal, a magal is a sickle, it's like a curved blade knife, not to confuse with the scythe, like the Grim Reaper image. The sickle is like the communist flag image, the curved knife. And a magera is a saw. Or anything else you want. I mean, Rabbi Kiva says no shinui required. Cut whatever in any normal way. Use whatever you want. Now a new din, like a new paragraph, as if it's a new Mishnah, a new story here. Ilan shenifshach. If you have a tree that's splitting, like the trunk is splitting in half, let's say. So nishfach is a quite unusual word, but it means nistak, to split. So koshno sabishvius, you're allowed to tie it, the splitting tree on Shvius, lo shi'ale, not to make it grow back together again, because promoting growth would be forbidden on Shmita. Ela shlo yosif, but you can prevent the split from going further down into the tree, so to stop further damage, one is allowed to do. So that's how the binding of the tree has to be, to prevent further splitting, but not necessarily to make it stick together and grow anew.